complicated. However, there's nothing complicated about the 12 laws of being human. On the contrary, they seem almost simple. Then again, simple does not mean easy. Check it out for yourself. Chapter 1. The Law of Embodiment. You will receive a body which is yours to keep. The law of embodiment states that you, as a human being, are an idea that is granted a body. We're all born with one body, and it's the same body we'll die with. You can see more flaws in it than anyone else. It is your first impression, your comfort, and your protector. You can dispose of it, or take care of it, tan it, fill it with rubbish, or nutrients. Whatever you choose to do with it, remember that it is a mirror of what's inside. Your body is not you, but your mind. Your body is just a physical representation of you. Your body is the physical representation of the idea and identity of you. Without you, this body is nothing but bones and flesh. With you, it has emotions, hormonal changes, comfort, discomfort, preferences, likes, hates. Everything that you experience via the body is the idea about you. Now, whether you love this body or hate it, it's yours for life. So accept it. What counts is what's inside. We all have a body. Best learn to love it. There is only one body like you on the entire planet, and you own it. So that makes it pretty valuable. Watch it and know it well. Above all, love it. You can't take good care of what you don't like. You can either handle it with care, or you can do it with nice bad carbs and nice lazy days on the couch. I'm for a little of both. There are various ways you can take the best care of this precious body of yours. But here are some tips to take away. 1. Listen to your body. Eat when you are hungry and rest when you are tired. 2. Change the messages you are giving yourself. Identify the negative ways that you speak to yourself and decide to replace that self-talk with more realistic, loving, and positive statements. 3. Throw out the bathroom scale. You are much more than a number on a scale. Instead, focus on the most important things about yourself, your unique talents, qualities, skills, and characteristics. 4. Think of your body as an instrument instead of as an ornament. Be thankful every day for all the wonderful things you can do in your body, such as dance, play, run, enjoy good food, and give hugs. 5. Exercise to feel good and be healthy. Not to lose weight or punish your body. Find fun ways to add more physical activity to your life, such as going for a walk with a friend. 6. Move with your head held high. If you act like someone with a healthy body image and good self-confidence, the act will eventually become reality. 7. Wear comfortable clothes that fit. Clothes that are too large or too small create physical discomfort and may make you feel even worse about your body. Clothes that fit you well are designed to complement your figure. Ignore the size tags if possible, because you are not a number. 8. Question ads that perpetuate unrealistic standards for our bodies. Instead of saying, "What's wrong with me?" say, "What's wrong with this ad?" Write to the company. Set your own standards instead of letting the media set them for you. 9. Surround yourself with people who are supportive of you and your body, not critical. 10. Every day tell yourself, "I am beautiful." Remember, this is your body. You have received it, and it is yours to keep. Chapter 2. The Law of Lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time, informal school called life. Each day in this school, you will have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons or think them irrelevant and stupid. According to the